For KERA News, I'm Tori Whitley. The Pope's remarks on Donald Trump's immigration policies resounded across the political landscape last week and at the pulpit over the weekend.
The Holy Father is never going to say, vote for this candidate and not this candidate.
That's Father James Wilcox, chaplain at TCU. I reported on how the pontiff's comments are resonating on campus. While political junkies reeled over the Pope's comments, Father Wilcox points out that Francis has taught this message all along.
We are not a people to set up barriers between one another. We are called to love one another. It's difficult to be able to do that and build a wall between people.
Wilcox, who's a Dallas native, says the Pope's point was social, not political.
What he's helping us do is helping us to develop well-formed consciences so that we can go out and make the best decision in society.
The priest's comments in front of about 50 students came the morning after Trump won by double digits in the South Carolina primary.
When you win, it's beautiful. And we are going to start winning for our country.
A CNN exit poll in South Carolina showed Trump neck and neck with Senator Ted Cruz among younger voters. Outside Robert Carr Chapel at TCU, sophomore Hannah Taylor from Austin said she took the Pope's messages on immigration to heart.
And it was very reassuring to me as a Catholic citizen that the Pope would also agree with me on those types of things.
Another sophomore, Chris Sandoval from San Antonio, said he was not surprised about the Pope's stance on immigration.
He has such a love and service for others. Basically, it just creates an interesting divide between politics and religion.
Senior Brad Horn from Katy says he's torn when addressing this divide between politics and religion.
From a moral standpoint, that's where I am. But from a political standpoint, it's hard to not be aligned with Trump in saying there is a problem with these immigrants. And I don't think we should go to the extreme that Trump is proposing.
Texans' last day for early voting is this Friday before Super Tuesday next week. Tori Whitley, KERA News.